Welcome back to an all-new episode of Dirtcast. I am your co-host, Megan Reynolds.
And I am your other co-host, Madeline Davies.
We are back from a...
loving it.
Really loving it. Back loving it from a restorative vacation. And in this week's episode, Maddie and I are going to have a little chat about celebrity engagements.
Because they're raining down from the sky right now.
Really, just you can't swing a dead cat without hitting another engaged celebrity.
What'd you do with that cat, Maggie?
Nothing. It's fine. So that's later on in the episode. First up, Maddie.
Megan.
How are you?
To quote the great poet of our time, Rob Thomas.
Oh, Christ.
Well, it's a hot one.
It is.
It's very gross outside.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer have a job.
Sure. Let's start
so,
there.
So, I mean, this is like, I don't mean that in such a gloomy way.
No.
I mean it in a way by choice. No longer officially at Jezebel, but I will keep doing Dirtcast. So for all of you lovers, congratulations. And for all your haters, sorry. So I'm like living the life of like a wealthy housewife,
like
right
a kept
now.
Woman.
Yeah, even though I'm like not at all.
No one
you
is
know?
Keeping you. No.
So it's like one of those things where it's like, oh, I work out in the morning, and then it's like I can have a glass of white wine at lunch. I'm like, haven't put on pants with a zipper in like 2 weeks. So.
Oh, that sounds. Well, I mean, I actually haven't either, but that's a personal choice, not a lifestyle choice, I suppose.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm floating in like a cloud everywhere, where everybody else is like. A cloud like full of rain and
yes.
sad, and then everybody just hates me.
I don't hate you personally.
No, but maybe you don't like me so much in this moment.
I mean, it's fine. I've been up since 7:30 and it's not a big deal. I feel great.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look, Megan was on a vacation and she looks very tan.
I was on a vacation. I am also very tan. Thank you for noticing. Yes, I was in Puerto Rico for the wedding of one of my best friends. It was beautiful. Puerto Rico is amazing. I ate a lot of really good food. I swam in water that was so warm that when I entered the water, I was like, this is rude because the water on the East Coast is refreshing. But brisk.
And, like, full of trash.
And full, there's, like, a various, like, flotsam and jetsam, like, in it. I mean, it's usually, like, a Doritos bag.
Yeah, that just kind of, like, bobs past
right.
you.
Right, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, I see it. And then, like, a couple minutes later, you'd be like, oh, I see you again, and it's fine.
You're like, oh, shit, is that a jellyfish? And then you're like, no, that would mean this water is healthy enough to foster life.
Sure. I was stung by something in Puerto Rico on my flank.
You have to pee on it?
No. I think it was just, like, multiple people who were swimming in the water also got stung by, like, I don't know, like a stray tentacle of something that was probably dead. No one had to pee on me, although I was surrounded by my loved ones, and many of them would have gladly.
That's like good to know.
Yeah. Like my friend Erica was like, I would have peed on you. She was like, if it was a jellyfish, I totally would have peed on you. And I was like, I would have peed on you too.
I mean, I think I would do that for
totally.
You.
Totally. Yeah. If we were at the beach, you were stung by a fucking jellyfish, I would pee on you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I believe you also... Or somewhere.
I was.
My friend, tell us.
I went to a different climate.
Mm.
I went to Scotland and then Sweden.
Ugh, that sounds nice too.
Here's the thing. We all have to move to Stockholm.
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm
at
ready.
At least for the summer.
Oh.
Everyone from Stockholm who we talked to was like, you came at the right time. Mm. It's horrible.
Like
in the
rest of the year, right?
Yeah. But it's empty because everyone who lives there, like, goes to their, like, beach homes.
Oh.
And, like, it stays light until 11:30 at night.
It's fucking amazing.
We were, like, having, like, hotel drinks on the roof at 11:30, like, watching the sunset.
That's beautiful.
Everyone there is, like, really relaxed and happy. Also, the dads do so much work. I've never seen more active fathering.
Whoa.
In a way that, like, shouldn't be striking. Like, it shouldn't be weird to see a dad out with his kid alone in the middle of the day.
Oh, right. Okay.
But every single time I did a double take.
Wow.
And it wasn't that kind of like showy good fathering that I feel like American dads do where they're like, look, I'm carrying some of the emotional labor.
Right.
Like it was just like, yeah, this is what I do. We like went to a bar to watch the World Cup because Sweden was in it.
Yeah.
And a couple was there with their baby and the baby was fussing.
Uh-huh.
And the dad took the baby out and like walked around the block with it while the mom got to watch the game.
Oh my God.
So men are slaves there.
Let me paint you a picture. The men are indentured servants.
Oh, and the other thing that's cool about it, you want to have sex with literally everybody.
Oh, that's fun. That's, like, exciting.
Like, Stockholm is definitely, like, more diverse than,
like, anywhere.
The rest of Sweden.
Right.
So, like, you just see these, like, gorgeous, like, interracial couples with their babies yeah. and just, like, I don't know, like, walking through the park and you're just like...
Hello?
Yeah, either Hello. One.
I'll join.
Yeah, right. Thruple me.
Are you looking for a third? Hello?
Yeah, thruple. Yeah, and they're just like, in Sweden, that is normal, right?
Well, it sounds like we both had very different but lovely vacations.
Yes, and again, we're just endearing ourselves to the listeners yeah. who are on their sweaty commutes.
He's right.
But you know what? Everybody deserves a break.
It's true.
Don't hold that against
it's
us.
It's true. And we each also had a sweat. I mean, I had a very sweaty commute to arrive. I don't know.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
It's not great outside.
Apparently, it's going to break.
Oh, there's supposed to be flash floods.
Okay.
is what I heard. I heard a heat advisory for today, which is Tuesday.
Yes.
And then flash floods.
So we might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah. So this could be our last missive.
Live from the Ark.
That's enough about us. You know what we have not heard nearly enough about?
The dirtiest dirt of the week?
Ooh, I think so. Oh, boy.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Summer has been kind of like, I don't know, I feel like it's been kind of dry.
Plotty.
Yes, that is very much the feeling. But some things have happened. We can start with something nice. The baby.
Cardi B and Offset had their offspring.
They did.
They're Cardi BB.
They're Cardi BB. Her name is Culture Kiara. Everyone seems very happy.
Mother and child are both well.
Mother and child are both well. Father and child seem to be well.
Will Smith made a cute little video congratulating them.
Cardi B just had a baby. Nuestra rubia cultura. Hey, Cardi, we're in Russia. I want to say Nuestra rubia cultura.
Congratulations, Cardi B.
Nuestra rubia Cardi B.
Congratulations, Cardi B. Congratulations.
He also did like a shiggy dance.
He did. He did. Will Smith is doing a lot of work. He's just doing a lot right now, I think. So good for them. I'm happy that they had their baby. Cardi's still on Instagram.
I would like to thank Fashion Nova for this beautiful teddy bear flower arrangement. It's so cute. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Got these beautiful flower arrangements.
About as much, yeah.
Yeah, about the same amount of activity as she was prior to giving birth to this child. I hope that keeps up.
I hope she takes care of herself before she takes care of us.
Yes.
You know.
But maybe she views Instagram as self-care in some way.
I mean, it clearly is like a big part of her life.
Yeah, like an outlet.
I just want her to feel free to like chase whatever she needs to chase.
I also think, yes, I also want her to feel free to like take a break for a month.
Right. Be it a wink of sleep.
Yep. do whatever she needs.
Yeah, exactly.
A wink of sleep, no Instagram, Instagram all the time. Who can say? Not me.
I don't know. Neither of us are moms. We can't judge.
No, we are certainly not. This next item stresses me out. Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix are in love.
Yeah. And they're not getting married.
They're not getting married. They're making a big fit. They're not getting married.
Which is like, duh.
Right.
If you had to pick anyone in Hollywood who's like adamantly anti-marriage, it's like it's those two.
Yeah, totally. I can see them having a very sort of torrid, up and down, like deeply weird relationship, which I think they probably already do.
Yeah.
But not getting married ever.
Well, and also like anybody who has like such a strong opinion on marriage in either way, where it's like you have to do it or you do not do it,
right,
are people who I'm just like, hard pass.
I'm kind of like on marriage.
You can be on it.
I
but
guess
you went to like your friend's wedding.
I've been
You're
to
not
so
like,
many weddings. No, I would not like boycott a wedding because I personally don't think I want to get married.
Right. That is like a different thing.
Okay.
I think it's like the people who are just like, marriage is an institution that it's just like, yeah, of course, like it is.
Sure.
So don't do it or do it, you know?
Right. But like, don't make a big deal. Like, shut up.
Just like, let people like live their lives.
That is true.
In ways that don't hurt other people.
I will say that I have been the person you're describing in the past.
I mean, I think I have too.
Yeah.
I've definitely like described marriage as like an institution of slavery for women.
Oh, 100%.
Which, true. Yeah. It's like, I can judge your wedding.
Totally.
I cannot judge your 100%. Choice. To get married.
Right. That is unfair, but I can certainly judge your wedding if you want
to. I mean, we're about to like judge a lot of people's choices to get married. But.
Yeah, this is a nice lead into an hour of judging. So they're in love. They met on the set of that movie, Mary Magdalene.
Oof.
And there is a very good picture, paparazzi photo of Rooney Mara dressed as Mary Magdalene smoking a cigarette.
That's amazing.
It's an incredible photograph.
As like a white woman, she kind of keeps taking these characters that should not necessarily be played by white women.
Yeah. What was the other one? There's this.
She was Tiger Lily in Peter Pan.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway,
I feel okay.
They're very alternative.
They're very alternative. One of my friends once said to me, she was like, you know, it's not your coat. Like that person is wearing that coat. It's a very nice coat for them.
Right, they like it.
They love that coat. You would never wear that coat, possibly, but
it's not your coat.
It's not your coat.
That's a lovely.
It's a good sentiment.
Yeah.
I think about that a lot because
I think,
there are many things where I'm like, that jacket is hideous.
I feel like the thing I say all the time is, as long as everyone's a consenting adult.
That is also, that's also a really great takeaway. I like that.
I do want to talk about this meme surrounding Drake and his song In My Feelings.
Who has been your favorite that you've seen performing it?
I think Odell Beckham Jr.
That was a good one.
It was a very good one.
Mm-hmm.
And it like led me to follow Odell Beckham Jr. on Instagram, which is
not a bad choice.
No, I'm so far so good.
Yeah.
I know he's been waiting for my approval.
He has. He just texted me and said, thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
He felt it in the universe.
Yeah, he's like, oh, there's the follow that matters. But
oh, boy. I fell into a brief hole in which I watched like 25 in a row on Instagram, just like the phone like an inch away from my face before I went to bed. It was not a bad way to spend like 20 to 25 minutes.
For those
highly
who
recommended.
Don't know.
Yes.
It is a dance to Drake's song In My Feelings, which is already kind of like a very catchy song.
It is.
And it was created by a YouTube personality named Shiggy.
That's true.
The Shiggy Show.
It's your boy Shiggy, and this is the Do the Shiggy tutorial. It's the hottest new dance craze to Drake's In My Feelings. Everybody's doing it. I mean, everybody's doing it for grandma, for celebrities. Everybody's doing it. But I'm here to show you how to do it right.
I also like can't stop singing to the cats, like, "Kitty, do you love me?" And they were always just like,
I sang that to the cat after she got her summer haircut.
Oh my God, Megan's cat got an amazing haircut.
She looks fucked up.
She looks incredible. She's a glorious lioness.
You need to see her in person, Madeline, and then you can okay. re-enter that assessment. The one Shiggy challenge that I saw that I felt bad about was...
I bet I can say it with you. One, two, three. Queer Ryan Eyes? Seacrest. Oh!
Ryan Seacrest was also very bad.
Dang it.
I wish that had worked.
Oh, man. No. So the Jonathan Van Ness, Tan France one.
All of that, but it was all of them. I think
I only saw the one with the two of them.
Oh, no, it's all five, all five of the Fab Five.
I mean, I'll let Jonathan... Jonathan can do anything.
Jonathan can do anything. Tan can do anything. Karamo can also do anything. Bobby could probably redo my kitchen, which I would love.
Yeah.
But Anthony.
Look, people have feelings about Anthony.
He's just wearing like a weird, his outfit is what, like his dancing, whatever. He was wearing like, there was like a kimono that I felt very stressed out about that he was wearing. Ryan Seacrest is not good.
No, I mean, it's like, it's not even that he can't, like, move. It's just because it's him.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's a nightmare. So, yeah, Shiggy Challenge, great. Good summer fun, I think.
Also good.
Yeah.
The Emmy nominations.
The Emmys. There is some good stuff happening in there. The one thing that I think is very good is that Sandra Oh was nominated for Best Actress in a Drama Series for Killing Eve, a show that I have yet to watch, but here it's
so
excellent.
Good. And she's really great.
Yeah. It makes her the first Asian woman nominated for this category.
That's insane.
Ever. Like in the history of the Emmys, ever. That is crazy. There just haven't been that many television shows with Asian people
in them.
I
was trying to think of like... TV dads the other day, like sitcom dads, mm-hmm. and I couldn't think of an Asian person until Fresh Off the Boat.
Oh, right.
And I couldn't think of a Latinx person until, like, George Lopez had a show.
All American Girl, which is Margaret Cho's show that lasted for, like, 2 seconds on ABC over 20 years ago, was, like, the first show with, like, a predominantly Asian cast, and then there was, like, a dry spell until Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
You're doing great, Hollywood.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
May I please
yes.
tell you about one show that I watched in the UK?
Please, immediately. Thank you.
It's a reality show called Naked Attraction.
I've heard of this.
It was fucking wild. I was agape while watching
really?
This. Because it's a dating show while naked, which, uh-huh. yeah, they have something kind of like that here.
That
called,
MTV
like, Dating
show.
Naked or something.
It is called, yeah, I remember.
But this one is completely uncensored.
Oh.
So it's on at like 10 o'clock at night.
Cool.
and it involves, so there's like the subject mm-hmm. who is a person who is like having trouble dating for whatever reason.
Okay.
They give their qualifications to the show, of, like what they're interested in.
Okay.
The show then picks six people who like match those interests.
Okay.
And they are, like, behind a barrier, uh-huh. the six people. Like, they're each in, like, a box, basically, with, like, like, you can only see their outline.
Oh, like a silhouette.
Yeah. And then the barrier rises to waist level, and then you just see the nutties and the weenies and the coochies and the booties just present.
Just like, hello.
Yeah.
Let's face it, when it comes to looking for love, we've all been caught out by fancy filters and exaggerated online profiles.
But we have a more instinctive way to find love. Tonight, a stock trader, a lifeguard, and a taxi driver. A stripping bear to attract the perfect partner. Because we like to start where a good date ends.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Naked.
I will say it's a pretty open-minded show in that it's like the first segment we saw was a man who was interested in men.
Okay.
And then the next was a guy who was interested in women.
Cool.
And I know they've done like episodes with like people who are like who are trans and people who are transitioning. And it's, I don't know. Like, in that way, it's, like, weirdly wholesome.
That is nice.
But, yeah, and then they, like, critique these people based on, like, below the waist and are like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I like that their balls hang lower. I like this. I like that. People are pretty not mean.
Right.
But then they eliminate one person based on that.
Okay.
And then the barrier rises and they see the person they've eliminated. And usually they're like, oh, man.
Oh. Wow.
And they then have to have a conversation with this person. They're fully clothed. This person is naked.
The picker is clothed.
Yes. And so is, like, the host.
Obviously. No, not everyone. Yeah. It's just like.
And then the barrier raises to neck level, and it's the same thing.
Right, like chest, and then also bosoms.
Yeah, and then eliminate one person.
Wow.
Then it's the full bod, eliminate one person.
Okay.
Then it's the voice, eliminates one person.
Oh, my God.
And then the final two come out while the subject goes and gets naked.
Nice, nice.
And then the host is always like, what do you think of each other? And they are always very nice to each other. She's like, I think she looks like a mermaid. Like, I don't know. Like, they're always, like, very complimentary. And then the subject comes out naked. And then they just, like, have a conversation.
Naked.
And they, like, ask them what they think of his body.
Right.
Or her body. Or, sure. You know, their body.
Sure.
And, like, the one I saw, the guy was, like, really tall and was a basketball player.
The subject?
And, like, the subject. Okay. And he was, like, talked about how he gets friend-zoned all the time. So I immediately was like,
yeah.
But he, like, was kind of remarkably not packing anything. And so, like, the women are being, like, very nice about his body because his body was just, like, very,
like,
in good shape.
Right.
And so, like, a woman's like, oh, I like his shoulders. I like how, like, broad and muscular his chest is. I like this. And then the host is like, now what about the penis?
Yeah.
And one girl just goes, well, it's just a penis, isn't it? And then it's like he picks one based on that, and then they go on a date fully clothed.
Wow.
And then they, like, follow up a month later,
to
and usually
they,
it's like
nothing
has happened.
The British reality TV is fucking wild. We should do an episode about it later because there has been—
Or like Sex Box or whatever it's called.
There's a lot on Netflix that are, like, very crazy. I don't think that one would ever make it to Netflix because of the
nudity. You
can,
like, watch it on YouTube.
Oh, perfect. Great.
So everybody go Google Naked Attraction.
Please. It sounds wonderful. Alrighty. So Scarlett Johansson was cast in this movie called Rub and Tug. And it is about a massage parlor owner named Dante Tex Gill, who was a trans man. Scarlett Johansson was cast as the lead.
Okay.
Lots of people were like, hey.
Like, there are trans actors.
Yeah, we could have. Yeah, why Scarlett? This is also, like, Scarlett was also cast as the lead in Ghost in the Shell in 2017,
oh, right. Yeah.
Which was, like, a big whitewashing situation. In any case, her production company is also producing this movie, if it gets made. Her casting was announced. Many people were upset about it. She withdrew from the cast, so she's no longer going to play this person. No replacement has been announced, and as of right now, it looks like they are still— Like, they're not sure if they're going to continue with this production.
It's insane that people still think that they can just do this stuff without anybody noticing or casting a critical eye.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, like, the progress has been very, very quick. Like, I wonder
it's been fast, for
like,
sure.
I wonder about, like, Dallas Buyers Club, if, like, they could get away with casting Jared Leto now, that wasn't that long ago.
When was that movie? Like, 2014?
Yeah, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like— No. I mean, like, you think about Transamerica with
Felicity Huffman.
Right. Like, that was supposed to be, they had someone, I think her name is Alexandra Billings.
Yeah.
Had auditioned for that.
Oh, she's on Transparent.
Yes. But instead they gave it to Felicity Huffman.
Right.
So it's not like,
And that was like, what an amazing turn.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, like, she went so deep for her role, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was stupid. I don't think Dallas Buyers Club, if that movie was made now, Jared Leto would not have been able to take that role. Progress, sometimes it is glacial and sometimes it is quite swift.
Very true.
So, Scarlett, just stop.
If you're going to do something, create anything, anything, just think about it.
A really good rule of thumb for,
just,
like,
think about
life
it.
Is just have a think.
If people don't like it, you can stand up for it.
Right.
If people do like it, You can feel proud.
Yeah, you can accept the praise. But, like, it's always good. It's always good to just think for, like, 2 to 5 minutes.
I'm just going to just think about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's all okay. I want.
I love a time frame, so, you know.
Yeah, sure.
I love the schedule. So, yeah, Scarlett, just think about it.
Just think about it.
In the future. And also maybe right now.
Megan.
Yes, Maddie.
Would you make me the happiest woman alive and talk about celebrity engagements with me?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. It does seem...
You're stupid.
I don't know if it's engagement season. I don't know what is up. People are getting engaged. People are getting married left and right.
Left and right.
You and I have some bets placed.
We do. We have one pretty solid bet.
In addition to Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson, who are still going strong, she was wearing his father's...
FDNY badge.
Yes. For people who don't know, his father died in 9/11. They got, like, weird flack for it, which is, to me, like, the strangest thing that their relationship has gotten flack for.
I know. Of all the things that there are, this is, like, let's just come on.
Yeah.
let's leave that alone.
And Pete Davidson was just like, she's the love of my life, and this is the most important thing I have. So, cram it.
I mean, and you know what, Pete? If that is true, and that is how you feel, great.
Just think about it. But also, in addition, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin got engaged.
Like, Lord have mercy, I can't.
As recently as February, he was still, like, trying to get back with Selena Gomez.
That's true.
I feel like Baldwin has, like, always been, like, his, like, girl on ice.
Oh, Hailey has always been the back burner, for sure.
Or just, like, yeah, I'm just, like, going to keep you cold here.
Yeah.
When I, like, you know.
She's like the weird, like, stock pot that's, like, simmering back there. That's like, ah, yes, you'll be, like, just in case.
Yeah, we're going, our metaphors are going to different temps. But either way, it's the same.
We mean the same thing.
Yeah, comes back to the same thing.
Same concept.
But, yeah, they were, like, pretty public with their engagement.
There was an Instagram post.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about Jesus. I mean, which, like, all right, you guys, like, bonded over your faith. Maybe.
I mean, who am I to doubt Justin Bieber's faith in the Lord?
I mean, he has enough tattoos to prove it.
It's true.
They were introduced by Stephen Baldwin, her father. Just a reminder, her dad is not like one of the, I mean, I wouldn't even call Alec a good Baldwin.
The more known Baldwins.
Her father is like the intensely conservative Christian Stephen Baldwin.
That's right.
Who is a terrible man. Mm-hmm. But I guess you could spread that blanket to a lot of Baldwins.
You could really just toss it on all of them.
So they were introduced by her dad, Stephen.
Weird.
They've been friends for a long time.
Right.
They started dating in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They never really confirmed their relationship. They just, like, went everywhere together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in Katie Weaver's GQ article, like—
About Bieber.
Right. They, like, go to his hotel room to pick something up, and she's just sitting there waiting.
Yes, yes, yes. Just on the bed, like,
yeah, just there.
Oh,
but
God.
Now they are engaged.
They are engaged. Justin proposed on July 7th, per this timeline. When they were on vacation in the Bahamas, here is what his Instagram post said, which was the confirmation of the engagement. Was going to wait a while to say anything, but word travels fast. Listen, plain and simple, Haley, I am so in love with everything about you. So committed to spending my life getting to know every single part of you, loving you patiently and kindly. I promise to lead our family with honor and integrity, letting Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, guide us in everything we do and every decision we make. My heart is completely and fully yours, and I will always put you first. I screamed those because he screamed them because they were in caps.
That was all correct emphasis.
Thank you.
You know what?
Yes.
Get married.
Get married. Do it.
Here's where, like, it gets complicated.
Okay.
Just, like, this is just going to be the motto of the episode. If you think I want to have a baby right away, think about it.
Yes. Please. Oh, my God.
Right.
Please.
That's not to Haley specifically, because it is none of my business.
None whatsoever. Mine neither.
But it's just like, yeah, get married young.
Totally.
Just, like, wait. Maybe for a little bit.
Think about, like, the next step.
To, like, anchor yourself in that marriage.
Right, because it is so much easier, even when you're famous, it is so much easier to annul or rid yourself of a hasty decision without a child. I would say this advice goes universal. Everyone we are talking about, just fucking think about it, for Christ's sake.
The wonderful Naomi Fry,
yes,
wrote a piece for The New Yorker called The Insta Celebrity Engagement is Somehow Very 2018, in which she expressed, it would be easy to discount these extremely public, extremely quick engagements as the frivolous choices of the very young. Radikowski, and she's talking about Emily Radikowski.
Emrata.
is the oldest celebrity of the group at 27, while Baldwin is the youngest at 22. Jeez. And yet they captivate our attention, seducing and taunting us with visions of heightened sexual and romantic congress, the likes of which none of us civilians have surely ever experienced. Like celebrity itself, these unions arouse both derision and jealousy. What's up, Megan? Here we are,
so
slogging in our unremarkable lives and marriages while these famous, gorgeous youngsters with their ample resources are rubbing our noses in their devil-may-care love-life decisions. And that was both of us. I was not just calling out you. I think that my relationship to celebrity could be accurately described as a mix of derision and jealousy.
Interesting. I love that. The timelines of all of these engagements are just so swift. I mean, I'm just looking at the Ariana Grande. Did you know that they're a fandom? They call them grandsons.
Ew.
There's this
one that's very funny.
Instagram account, Pete and Ariana, that is just like a stan account for them, which I've been following for a while.
Longer than they've existed, longer, even. Yeah.
It's me. No, it's not me. I mean, they only met in 2016. They were both already in relationships. Ariana was dating Mac Miller, and Pete was with Cassie David. And then in, like, May, Ariana broke up with Mac Miller. Pete broke up with What's-Her-Face.
Don't call her What's-Her-Face.
Sorry, Cassie David. Wow. Sorry, Cass. And then they just start, and then it really just took off.
Yeah.
It went from, like, zero to Instagram official pretty fucking quickly.
The actual engagement, though, that I think is not getting enough attention,
please,
and is actually the most disturbing of all of them,
tell me,
is David Foster and Catherine McPhee.
Lord, have mercy.
That guy has gotten married so many times. He proposed in Italy, which is very romantic.
Mm, that's nice.
But also, like, if you've watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, mm-hmm, which he was on as the husband of Yolanda Hadid, nay Foster, mm-hmm, nay Hadid, he was... one, just awful.
Right.
He was one of the most self-centered people in the world. Like, when she had to get her breast implants taken out because they were, like, making her ill.
Sure.
He, like, was like, aw.
Oh, God.
Which is just
That's
terrible.
Disgusting.
She's 34 and he's 68.
That's a cool split.
It's, like, a pretty, it's a pretty big difference.
A chill split. Not a bit, you know.
Again, they're both adults. It's
they're
fine.
Both consenting adults.
But he is, like, very conservative,
mm-hmm,
which, as I've made clear, is, like, my one thing that I just cannot forgive.
The one thing. He's also, like, what? Catherine McPhee. What are you doing?
She's starring in Waitress on Broadway.
Oh, thank you. Oh, interesting. great.
She's not on Smash. I just find this to be, like, the one that should be getting more, like, what the hell?
More, like, shine, or, like, more, like, not even shine, but, like,
Glare.
Right. Wasn't Catherine McPhee engaged to, or, like,
she was married before
to, like, another older man? I think
I do not recall. I'm not that big of a McPhee
head.
Yeah,
I'm also not. I just only remember her from both American Idol and then Smash. It's her second marriage and it's David's fifth.
Yeah. Which and Yolanda's cool. always like, I want to be the last one. He will have no more wives after me. And then she'd just be like, oh, he's my king. Oh, I've made you dinner, my king. And then he'd just be like, yeah.
Ew, he's a...
And then just brag about how he's like, when I was working with Stevie Wonder, which is
ugh.
Just... We've all worked with Stevie.
Okay? I mean, who hasn't, really? I do think that this one, you're right. I feel like it's not getting the attention, like our... collective incredulousness.
Incredulity.
That's the word I'm looking for. It's not being directed at the correct thing.
Yeah, because like young people in their 20s, like being impulsive is
it's not, like not news.
Right.
And I mean, I think the way that Pete and Ariana at least are sort of flexing their relationship, it is very much like I'm a young person in my 20s.
Shall we run down some other brief engagements to see how they work out?
Sure. Oh, this is a fun one.
Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton were engaged within a couple months of starting to date. She got a Billy Bob tattoo.
She did.
They wore vials of each other's blood.
Yeah.
They famously fucked on the limo on the way to some award show.
Gross.
And then told the
the
reporter
person,
on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Which I guess she wanted a scoop. That was like around the same time that Angelina Jolie like Frenched her brother. So
oh right. Yeah, she went through a thing. And I don't know what we could call the thing, but she went through it. Who else?
So they lasted 2 years, which is actually kind of longer than you'd think.
It sounds like it was a very tumultuous 2 years.
They're still friends.
That's nice.
And then they both learned their lesson. So she did not get engaged to Brad Pitt until they'd been together for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he and his wife, Connie Englund,
mm-hmm.
married after dating 11 years.
So maybe I like that. Their marriage was like the straw that broke the camel's back for both of them to be like, okay.
We should, take our time.
I feel like I made an interesting decision.
It just shows, like, divorce can hit you whenever.
Really can. Out of nowhere.
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee were together for less than 4 days before getting engaged.
Incredible. Incredible.
She filed for divorce within a year.
Yep.
They reconciled. Mm-hmm. They stayed married for 3.
Wait a minute. This fun fact about Tommy Lee, as of February of 2018, he's engaged to Brittany Ferlin, who is like a YouTuber, which I think is so fun. Like, what?
Well, and he's currently in like a social media feud with his own child. So he's doing cool. And she's maybe dating Julian Assange.
Oh my God, that's right.
So
everyone in that relationship is doing really well. This one's also, blech. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. They met in 2009. They were engaged within 2 weeks of meeting.
Can you say they met at Ron Artest's Welcome to LA party?
I'm so sorry. I elided that detail. what a place to find the man, the love of your life. They got engaged. They got married on the television show on September 27th, which is literally 1 month after they met. And then she filed for divorce in 2013, and it took 3 years for the divorce to be finalized.
Lamar was not doing great in that time.
He was not. It was a hard time for Lamar.
But he seems to be doing okay now.
Yeah, I think so.
Here is our friend Emily. Mm. Emily, what did you call her?
Emrata. That's her, I don't know, it's Emrata. That's her, like, abbreve.
Emily Ratajkowski and Sebastian Bear McLeod. Dated for a few weeks before getting married on February 23rd. They're still together.
They are. She has a very ugly engagement ring. This one is quite the ordeal. Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, they apparently started dating in late March of 2008. They got married in April, the end of April 2008. Mariah got a tattoo that says Mrs. Cannon. And then they had 2 kids, Dem babies.
Yep.
Morocco and Monroe.
Yes.
The twins with little glasses. Very cute. Nick filed for divorce from Mariah in 2014. And then didn't she move on to...
That billionaire.
James Packer, the billionaire. That didn't really work out. And then the backup dancer, Brian Tanaka.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they seem to have a fairly good relationship still.
Tanaka?
No. Mariah and Nick.
Oh, they're like post-marriage. Yeah.
Yeah, they like co-parent well.
I think they're co-parenting well. I think that could have been much worse.
A Duggar and his
person.
His wife made less than 6 weeks. Not very surprising.
Yep, no, that seems, that tracks.
Nikki Reed and Paul McDonald.
Who's Nikki Reed again?
Nikki Reed is in Twilight.
Oh, Nikki Reed. I can picture her now, yes.
And then Paul McDonald was like this like folky rock country man who was on American Idol.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay.
They met like on the red carpet for like an American Idol event.
It's amazing.
Which is crazy.
What an incredible place to meet the love of your life.
Yeah, and it's on camera, which is weird.
I mean, it's amazing. You have it forever in perpetuity.
They got engaged after less than 2 months.
And then
broke up in 2015.
Seems fine. This is, I think, honestly, my favorite, and is the relationship of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Yes.
He was a backup dancer, right?
Mm-hmm. He had children with that woman who was on Moesha.
Yes.
Shar Jackson.
Yes.
Wow. That was not in the notes. No. Just want to say, pulled it out of the dome.
That was amazing. Britney apparently is the one who proposed to him. Then they got married, like in June of 2004. They were married in a yet another surprise ceremony in September of that year. And then Britney filed for divorce 2 years later after having two children. Their names are
Sean something.
Jax?
Jeez, that I don't know.
She has two
children. I got Shar Jackson.
You did. You can live. You can marinate in that. I don't know. She has two children. They're like pretty close together in age.
Yeah.
Like an Irish twin situation. Is that offensive? I don't know.
I mean, as an Irish, I'm okay with
cool.
it.
Cool. Here's another one that's really fun. Katy Perry and Russell Brand.
So they were dating less than 3 months.
Yep.
He proposed New Year's 2009. Her marriage lasted 14 months.
Which is insane.
You can see her hearing the message where he asks for a divorce in her documentary.
I mean, say what you will about Katy Perry. God knows I've said many things.
It makes you really hate Russell Brand.
Terrible. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she's kind of the queen of it.
Yep. Chris Humphries. Their marriage lasted for 72 days.
Yes.
Just I think enough. Yes.
That wedding special is like if you want to like dip a toe into Kardashian world,
yes.
That is like the one to do.
I agree. Because it really has like all of, I feel like that was like sort of peak that kind of Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like peak that era. And it has like all of the things. It's very good or depressing. It's up to you.
You know, there's so many more like Renee Zellweger and Kenny Chesney.
It's something maybe, that I forgot about until just now.
Another Kardashian on the list, Rob Kardashian
and
Blac Chyna.
We know all about that. Jennifer Lopez and Marc Anthony were only married for, they're married for
their
7 years.
7 years, but they dated for 4 months before getting
engaged. Because it was right after J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Which is something that I forget about, but should think about more. Think about that more. I'm making a note to think about that more.
So
right
none
now.
Of these couples are still together.
No.
But, oh God, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes dated less than 2 months. Christ. That was a contractual thing, we can presume.
Yes.
So none of these marriages lasted?
No.
But also, a lot of them lasted longer than
expected.
Marriages where people who had been together for 10 years.
I mean, I guess the rule here, the lesson, if there needs to be one,
it's think about it.
Think about it.
And two, marriage is a crapshoot.
Marriage is a crapshoot. Those are the two. Those are two, yes.
Guard your assets.
Get a prenup.
That's the real lesson.
Get a
guard
fucking
your
prenup
assets.
Every time. Prenups are not unromantic. They are necessary. We already know how we feel about Pete and Ariana.
Yeah.
Our bet stands.
Yes. I don't believe they will make it a year. You do.
I do.
But also, I'm just like a gross parasite, like a barnacle on the side of these people. So who am I to say? Just want to make that very clear that I am gross.
I mean, we're both gross. What do you think about Hailey and Biebs?
I think Hailey might like be patient with him for the rest of her life.
I think so too. She sounds like she's been patient with a lot of very bad, like irritating men, like just in her family.
Emily Ratajkowski, I have no idea.
I mean, whatevs, Emily. I do not like thinking about her.
She'll bounce back.
She will bounce back.
David Foster and Catherine McPhee, prepare to be wife number six, not the last wife. Or wife number five.
Yes.
Wife number six, get ready.
Yes, like find wife number six, like start like warming up.
Yeah.
Like your time is now. Okay, I think I agree with all of those statements except for, I mean, as our ideological diversity on the Pete and Ariana.
Again, I loved to be wrong. I love.
She does. It's true. I guess we'll just stay tuned.
Yeah, keep listening. Will this podcast outlast any of these relationships? Who knows?
Thank you so much for listening to Dirtcast. This episode was produced by Rachel Withers and was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. Madhuna Mofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. If you want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think, hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. You can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.